quenching in the right place at the right time. Tracing the shared history of starbursts, AGNs, and post-starburst galaxies using their structures and multiscale environments, by Hassan M. Yesif. This work uses multiscale environments and structures of galaxies in the Sloan Digital Sky Survey as consistency checks of the evolution from starburst to quiescence at redshift Z0.6 dex, n approximately equals 8,600. Quenched post-starbursts, QPSBs, are selected using H-alpha 4 angstrom in absorption, n approximately equals 750. The environments of starbursts and QPSBs are compared with those of active galactic nuclei, AGNs, and inactive galaxies of varying delta SSFR. The environments of starbursts, AGNs, and QPSBs are unlike the environments of most quiescent galaxies, QGs. About 70% to 90% of starbursts, AGNs with H-delta A greater than 4, and QPSBs are centrals. Approximately 80% to 90% have MH10 to the power of 14 MSUN or live in clusters. Their MH and satellite fractions are also different from those of QGs. All QPSBs are matched to some SFGs, starbursts, AGNs, and QGs of similar MSTAR, environments, concentration indices, and velocity dispersions. A significant fraction, approximately 20% to 30%, of starbursts cannot be matched to QPSBs or QGs. The implications are: 1. Some starbursts do not quench rapidly. 2. Satellite quenching mechanisms operating in high-density environments cannot account for most QPSBs. 3. The evolution from starbursts to QPSBs to QGs is not the dominant path at Z. This was quenching in the right place at the right time. Tracing the shared history of starbursts, AGNs, and post-starburst galaxies using their structures and multiscale environments, by Hassan M. Yesif.